welcome to Highly Questionable. Neither of these guys is ready for the show. I think they're checking their DMs. Who's sliding in, guys?
We've got plenty coming up. That's Sarah Spain. That's Amin El Hassan. We're happy to have him here. He's got some NBA knowledge for us. Let's get started.
Who should be happier today, John Beilein or the Cavs?
All right, let's start with this. The insanity that a team that has made the finals four of the last 7 years has had six coaches in those 7 years. That is absolutely nuts. And John Beilein was very good at Michigan. But I've got to imagine today that the happiest people are the Cavs, because losing is such a misery when you are flying all over the NBA and you've got the worst record in the NBA and you're going to another practice. And the only thing that makes it more of a misery is going to that practice and having the drill sergeant college coach try and run millionaires into the ground when he's not making as much as guys like Kevin Love. I imagine the Cavs are very happy today, even though they're a bunch of losers.
Dan, what are you talking about? The misery's all in losing. You think it's John Beilein's fault that they were losing? No, the losing preceded him, and the losing will follow far after he's gone. No, clearly, Coach Beilein's in the better position here. He's finally been relieved of all these stresses of dealing with these entitled millionaires and this crazy dysfunctional organization. And I don't say this to say that John Beilein did a great job. I think he did a lot of things that set himself up to not be successful, namely bringing two assistants who had no NBA experience straight from college. The only way as a college coach you can survive the transition to the NBA is if you surround yourself with NBA lifers. He didn't do enough of that. But the reality is this: he went from being exalted every single day in his life as a collegiate coach to the butt of all jokes, and it didn't make life easier for himself with his whole thugs comment. By the way, one of the great things I found out is that the players started playing music that all featured the word thug in it very prominently, which is just a great way to troll somebody.
Yeah, of course, the answer is that you're both right. John Beilein wanted out so badly that he mutually agreed that it wasn't working out and gave up $12 million guaranteed and is out without even making the full extent of his contract for this season, not to mention the rest that he would have been owed for 5 years. If he waits just to the end of the season and gets fired, they owe him way more money. But instead, he was like, no, I would rather just leave. I don't even care about the money. That's how miserable I am. But the Cavs, you've got a guy who not only is not allowing you to win, but that the players have lost respect for. The thugs and slugs comment, the passive-aggressive playing of the thugs music reveals a relationship that was only going to make things worse in a city and a franchise that has a lot to figure out already. So at least getting a coach out that doesn't have the right relationship with the players allows them to move forward. Now, Amin's right. Where they move forward is anyone's guess. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to move up. But at least getting him out of the way, I think, is a benefit to both sides.
They're going to do what everybody does in these circumstances. Just find the nearest available Bickerstaff. They're somewhere around you, somewhere, and you can put them as their coach. Let's enjoy some of what John Beilein had to deal with, because as Sarah said, it is really unusual for a guy not to be able to wait 26 more games to collect more money. Here it is, Kevin Love. Yeah, he wants the ball, and he throws it over there, and he's just storming
working
around.
Working hard. Working hard.
Toward the elbow, back to Lowry. I've never seen it. Oh.
Didn't work. Montage.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
One more time.
Yes.
There he is. That's offense for you right there.
No wonder he's making offensive. A beeline for the exit.
Should the Nets be more encouraged by KD's workout video or discouraged by Kyrie's shoulder?
Kevin Durant is really going to come back as a conquering hero here if he can do something later in life for an Achilles tear that most guys can't do coming off of an Achilles tear. But if you can get this guy at some point this season, it'll make the playoffs feel a whole lot different, if this is even possible, that we can see his return because he looks like this. Now, on the other end, though, Kyrie Irving, I would be worried, guys. Kyrie Irving is in this situation where everything he's done since making one of the most historic shots in the history of basketball, every single thing is making you doubt him. And so here you find yourself in this situation where Kyrie Irving has now another ailment. He's had cortisone shots for it. He was trying to play through it. And that's a body, I mean. You know this, that once some parts start going, a lot of parts can start going. And he's one of the most questionable bodies in the NBA. He got to the league that way. I'd still be concerned about that if I were the Nets.
Yeah, I think you got to focus on the Kyrie part of it because, first of all, obviously his size does not lend for him to take a lot of physical abuse without any repercussions. And given the style of play he does where he attacks the basket and he's a great finisher, he does take a lot of abuse. But the other thing, Dan, is back in December, he opted to take the cortisone shot rather than get season-ending surgery. If he had taken the surgery, it would have allowed him enough time to rehab and recuperate and hit the summertime with some element of being able to just to work on his basketball. So by the time he gets to training camp, he's 100% ready to go, and you're ready to go knowing that Kevin Durant's going to be in camp with you. Everyone knew that this was going to be a gap year for the Nets. I don't know why he fought so hard to want to be able to play this year. So he takes the shot, he's able to play, but the shot is worn off, and now we see it's probably going to be surgery anyway. But now if he gets a surgery, now we're talking about maybe infringing upon that training camp period in late September, early October.
Yeah, I think it's hard to criticize him for now having the hindsight of saying that things got worse and he'll need the surgery. But the facts are there. He's missed 33 of 53 games. If he does get the surgery and it messes up the timeline for the season that they were aiming for, which is one in which they have both him and Kevin Durant, then this is so terrible. Yeah, great. Kevin Durant's jumper looks pretty wet and he's still pretty far from coming back. He's on a timeline that we expected. We did not expect Kyrie to miss as much time as he had, and we certainly did not expect him to potentially miss the rest of the season to injury, in addition to all the questions about his lacking leadership and whether they're better when he's gone and everything else that we're now wondering about what this team is going to look like even when Kevin Durant does come back.
I'm most upset because I want to see these two guys play together because they're both so miserable so often. I want to see the misery come together like Voltron and have like this super misery that they would have next season. And now that's in jeopardy. So that's why I'm upset.
I mean, it's such an easy second guess in retrospect to wonder about the surgery. But coming where he was coming from after all of those questions in Boston, with Kevin Durant out, wanting to make a splash in Brooklyn, as all of us are questioning whether he's ever going to be a number one again, I can understand how all of those things would have weighed on him in a way that made him want to get them to the playoffs in Kevin Durant's absence to get that whole Brooklyn thing started.
By the way, did you notice something else about KD other than that shot? I feel like he's losing a little off the top there.
Oh, man. Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed, but I didn't want to say anything because I, too, am dealing with that particular affliction.
Yeah, you guys have any tips for him, or you have any suggestions? Not that you guys know, just, you know, as men.
A can of hair. Just
Lucio.
A can of hair.
Get Lucio on the case.
What an incredibly inside joke. They just named our makeup person, the both of them.
He's got the can of magic hair.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
How it is that this guy out of Men in Black suddenly appears and yanks this Flyer fan away from the photo.
All right. Yeah. Serving it up.
The butt is funny, though. The way the butt shakes is funny. It's universally funny. Everyone would find that funny. But watch, this guy wants in the picture. It's a worthy question, questioning the legitimacy of this technical.
Oh, come on. Have some self-respect.
Flop. Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow, it was barely touched him, too. Do we question the legitimacy of this technical foul?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh!
Attaboy! Time to play the game that thinks Dan's eyeliner looks great today. Do you question?
Whoa.
You give us topics and events, we question them.
Woo!
Do you question who the star of this clip is?
All right. I love mascots, and I love Gritty as the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, and he shakes some booty in this. But I want you guys to keep an eye on the upper left-hand corner of your screen. Enjoy the booty. Enjoy Gritty shaking it. But I want you to see how it is that this guy out of Men in Black suddenly appears and yanks this Flyer fan away from the photo.
All right. Yeah. Serving it up.
The butt is funny, though. The way the butt shakes is funny. It's universally funny. Everyone would find that funny. But watch, this guy wants in the picture. Look at that guy.
Oh, wow.
Security. Whoa. Amazing security right there. One of the agents in the Matrix comes out there and by one sleeve yanks that guy out of there.
Wait, why is he wearing sunglasses?
Yeah,
That seems like a bad move for security at an arena.
Something tells me Gritty is always flanked by sunglassed men in suits. It's just part of the brand.
We've got a mascot that we like to play videos about around here that could have used that kind of security. This guy. What do you think of this guy?
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right. That's one of our favorite mascots.
Flaming cheese.
Gritty.
Yes.
Gritty.
That should be the name of the show. This show right here. Flaming cheese.
Come on. You're on fire on your back. Why are you diving face first?
Okay. Really? Point. You're going to say,
we've never brought that up. How many times have we watched this video?
You're such a second guesser. I mean, you're here correcting everybody. You idiot whose back is on fire. Why did you jump on your stomach? You guys have him in a costume knowing exactly when and how he's on fire when he's a piece of cheese that until that moment didn't know he was on fire.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can tell whether your back or your front is on fire. I would like to think so.
Okay, also, she's an expert now in being on fire.
Yeah.
Do you question the legitimacy of this technical foul?
All right, so you got Arkansas and Florida. What happened? What happened, Sarah? You don't think it's a worthy question? Questioning the legitimacy of this technical foul?
Oh, come on. Have some self-respect.
Flop. Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow, it barely touched him, too. Do we question the legitimacy of this technical foul?
If you do something like that, your coach should require you to spend 5 extra hours in the gym the next day because you've convinced everyone that you are too weak to be out on a basketball court.
He got a point for his team.
Bravo.
Trash.
I'm giving this guy,
we
can't give him anything because it's college, so we can't give him anything. But if I could, I would give him all the rewards because, hey, this is called gamesmanship. First of all, let's see why he was getting pushed to begin with. It's because he was eavesdropping on the huddle. Great move, espionage, I love it. And then when discovered, rather than just walk away, give it a little extra right there.
I mean, you're our flop expert. How about this one?
Oh, I was going to say.
Another flop right here. Big wet flop.
You know, I don't have to put up
with it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amin El Hassan in the most viewed clip in American Ninja Warrior history.
Do you question if Jamal Smith made an outstanding play or Rio Claro choked it away?
All right, this is the situation we've got. We're going out to Brazil here, and Jamal Smith is down 2 with not very much time left. And so he's got to miss a free throw here, and let's see how that goes.
Concentrado, vai pro lance livre. Jamal,
okay.
A bola é do Jamal.
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Attaboy! Something tells me Jamal Smith isn't a Brazilian name, though.
Yeah.
Did he do that intentionally? Let's see here. Let me see that again. Did he intentionally? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
like, he knew where the board was going.
Oh, no.
He was going for that. He's the only guy there for the rebound. You don't agree, Amin?
No, he didn't intentionally miss it that way. But when you shoot a free throw and you're missing, a lot of times you know which way it's going to miss off of. So he saw it. He read it quick. And he went over and said, obrigado, which is Portuguese for thank you. Grab the ball, shot the 3.
Listen, he knew, and also the other team did not know how to box out, because how are you not going to get a body on the shooter on that one? Come on.
Would you guys believe that that's not even the best one of those we have from Brazil? That's not even the best that country has produced. Look at this.
Okay.
Yes.
Whoa.
No.
Same.
That's right.
That's
same right.
That was on purpose.
This is a play call. This is a play call in Brazil.
He knew where he was going.
We should practice this here in the States. This seems smart.
Shaq would have been the best at it.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Got a breakaway on our hands.
It'd be a fun way to beat the number one team in the country. Strike out from your knees. Throw out. Yes, spike the ball. Chest bump in the middle of the field. Ric Flair back there is going to do a chest bump here.
No, actually, I'm eating really well because I'm trying to be healthy.
I've been gaining weight as well. When you go through a pregnancy, you'll understand. When we're pregnant, I don't get to work out as much as I used to.
I want it. Like, recently I noticed that when I'm pregnant, Mike loves to use the term, we're pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of are. I feel those hormones.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that found out Ghostface Killah is a fan of this show. See? Or no?
You tell us what's on television. We'll tell you if we're intrigued. What's that story? I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, ran into Pretty Tony at an All-Star game, and he is a big, highly questionable and Sarah Spain fan. Street cred's never been higher.
There's that part. There's that part.
On We Are WPorch TV on YouTube, highlights of Portadown's FC's win over the Queens.
All right, so the producers of this show said, hey, you guys want to see some cruddy Irish soccer. So we go out to the CIS right now to see what we have here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got a breakaway on our hands. Oh, there's mud there, champ.
Oh, they got the goal anyway, though.
Watch the follow through.
He's swaggy
in the back.
He did the swaggy pee.
Sarah, are you intrigued?
Of course I'm intrigued, mostly by the kids in the back who were smarter than the guy who shot it and waited to celebrate until the appropriate time.
How about you, Amin?
Absolutely intrigued. The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in Belfast.
Wow, you had nothing there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nothing. Nothing.
On SEC Network Plus, college baseball, Alcorn State versus Ole Miss.
Okay, Ole Miss is what you might call them. My father calls them Ole Miss. That is not something you find a whole lot of in Mississippi. But let's check out how they beat number one Louisville the other day. This has to be a fun way to beat the number one team in the country. Strike out from your knees. Throw out. Yes, spike the ball. Chest bump in the middle of the field. Ric Flair back there is going to do a chest bump here with this guy.
What's up with my man's here for real, though?
That high five was fire.
Sarah, the spiking of the ball is nice. Sarah, are you intrigued?
Very intrigued. Those uniforms are fresh. And that high five between the legs, dunk, high five, amazing.
How about you, Amin? Are you intrigued?
I am intrigued because I want to know if baseball's unwritten rules go down to the collegiate level or does it just start when you get to double A? Because
all that
celebrating in baseball, that's a no-no. What do you think this is? The World Baseball Classic? Show some class.
On USA, Miz and Mrs.
All right, the Miz, WWE, you remember him. Sarah is not having any of the Miz, yeah. But the Mrs. is his wife. She was also in the WWE. Let's see what we have here.
So how's the pregnancy going?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Getting a little big there.
Well, I mean, say that.
Well, actually.
In a good way, there's a baby in there.
No, actually, I'm eating really well because I'm trying to be healthy.
I've been gaining weight as well. When you go through a pregnancy, you'll understand when we're pregnant, I don't get to work out as much as I used to.
Why? Like, recently I noticed that when I'm pregnant, Mike loves to use the term, we're pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of are. I feel those hormones.
This is getting a little intense for me.
Too intense?
Yes.
All right, see you later.
Look, I know that she is carrying the baby, but I am going through this too.
Yeah, I think that most people would react that way. Look at how happy Amin is, though. Sarah's not intrigued. Go ahead, Amin. What happened?
Let me tell you guys right now. I will never say a crossword about The Miz because he once saved me from cursing on live television on Sports Nation. I actually dropped an F-bomb, but he started talking right when I was talking, so no one heard it. He's my guy forever for that one because I would have been fired ASAP.
We don't have any more time. Thank you for watching Sarah Spain. You can check her out, ESPN Radio and the That's What She Said podcast. And Amin, unfortunately, is going to be back there tomorrow.
Shout out Pretty Tony.